the Don't Shoot the Messenger rewind.
Now, you've got a recipe.
I do. Cara, this is an oldie but a goodie, and I urge potties to think about this as an option for if you're still into only fish on Good Friday. This is a good one for you, but a good one anytime as well. It's a one-tray meal, which we love, and it's by Jamie Oliver. And it's, well, I don't know whether it's actually got a title. I just call it Jamie Oliver's Salmon and Green Beans. And this is these are the ingredients, and this is what you do with them. 200 grams of green beans, so top and tail them. 20 small cherry tomatoes, one handful of pitted black olives, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, hello Mr. Cobram, salt and pepper, 4 salmon fillets, 1 lemon, 1 handful of fresh basil, and 12 anchovy fillets. And obviously, Caro, this is making salmon for 4 people. I do tend to put a few more black olives in just because I like that salty taste. This serves 4. Blanch the green leaves, drain and put into a large bowl with the tomatoes and the stoned olives.
The green
olives.
Beans, not the green leaves.
Green
You're granching
beans.
The beans, yep.
Did
yep.
I say leaves?
Yep.
Apologies.
Yep.
And put them in the bowl with the tomatoes and the stoned olives. Toss in the olive oil and the pinch of salt and pepper. Squeeze juice of 1/2 lemon over the salmon fillets on both sides, then season both sides and drizzle them with olive oil. Put the fillets of salmon at one end of the baking tray. Toss the basil into the green beans, the olives and the tomatoes and place this yummy mixture at the other end of the tray. Then you get your anchovies, Caro, and you lay them over the green beans and you put it into a preheated oven, probably 180.
They're not white anchovies. They're the ones you buy in the tin
or
the jar.
Yeah, just a jar. Yeah. Easy. And then you put it on the highest setting for 10 minutes. So really turn up your oven after if it's been on 180 to heat up, then really whack it up. I'm not going to tell you what to put your oven on because I have 2 different ovens and both of them are completely different. But and also just watch it. It says cook for 10 minutes, but some people do like their salmon a little rarer, if
opaque.
That's a word. Yes, and some, I mean, I don't like it when it's tough as a boot, but some people do prefer that. That is all you do. And when it pops, when it's finished, you just put you put the salmon fillet obviously on the plate and a bit of this topping on it. It is delicious and you only have one pan to clean. And our friend or my friend Dave, you know, who's the gourmand, he once had this on Good Friday lunch at my place and he said it was the best thing I'd ever cooked.
Wow.
Which, you know, doesn't say a lot for my cooking, I guess, because I've done lots of fancy things for Dave. But anyway, he thought it was absolutely delicious.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Shoot the Messenger with Caroline Wilson and Corey Perkin. We love hearing from you, so join us on Facebook or Instagram at Don't Shoot Pod or email us via feedback@don'tshootpod.com.au. And if you'd like to support the show, the best way to do it is to tell a friend to listen. Your word of mouth recommendations are just so greatly appreciated. And of course, you can support our wonderful sponsors who make the podcast possible. Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy providers 3 times. Maybe it's time you switch to Red. Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in Northern Victoria, and Prince Wine Store, Bank Street, South Melbourne and delivering Australia wide. Visit princewinestore.com.au.